The work to restore a traditional piece of land inspires the second winter of the WSANEC Lands Trust Society, WLTS, hashtag LandBack campaign. Thanks to the 2023 holiday gift-giving campaign, the WLTS made significant progress restoring TIKEL, a traditional territory spanning 300 acres on what is now called the Saanich Peninsula. 47 acres were returned to WSANEC late last year, enabling the community to focus on closing the culvert to reflood the plains, seed harvest, and remove invasive plants in 2024. Funds raised last December also supported the WLTS in hiring its first full-time staff member, building organizational and financial capacity to hire WSANEC community members, and preparing for a successful future. Everyone living in WSANEC territory is subject to the Douglas Treaties. WSANEC people have Douglas rights and Aboriginal rights and title, and settlers have obligations to protect and honor those rights, said Chief Don Tom, Sartlip First Nation and WSANEC Leadership Council Chairman. This means that reconciliation is everyone's responsibility. The phrase, land back, is no longer a euphemism. It's finally a reality. This year, the group invites allies and the community to maintain momentum through the return of traditional unceded land to WSANEC peoples or funds. The goal is to raise $10,000 by December 31st to help restore the sacred relationship between the WSANEC, their lands and waters. Funds will be used for land purchase and return, cultural restoration and to remediate polluted land and waters, restoring decades of environmental damage, the organization said in a news release. All donors receive a card designed by a WSANEC artist. Those who donate $500 or more will also be gifted branded seeds harvested from WSANEC traditional territory. Donations made through supportlandback.com are tax-deductible.